poll, Lisa Murkowski losing to GOP's Kelly Tshibika by double digits. By Sean Moran on April 5, 2021. Alaska Republican Kelly Tshibika leads Senator Lisa Murkowski, RAK, by double digits in the race for one of the state's Senate seats, according to a poll released Monday. Tshibika, a former Alaska Department of Administration commissioner, leads Murkowski by roughly 15 points, or 33.6 points, to Murkowski's 18.8%. Democrat Al Gross polls at 17.6%, and Alaska Independence Party John Howe polls at 5.7%, with 21.1% of voters remaining undecided. The survey, conducted by Signal, found that Murkowski's polling has plummeted since she voted to impeach President Donald Trump. Across all voters, only 33% have a favorable image of the Alaska Republican, and 63% have an unfavorable view of Murkowski. Among Republicans, only 10% have a positive image of Murkowski, and 87% have an unfavorable view of her. In contrast, 61% of Donald Trump voters approve of Tshibika, 61% of Republicans approve of her, and 59% of conservatives view the Republican challenger in a positive light. Lisa Murkowski is in as weak of a position as an incumbent could possibly find themselves in. A strong Republican candidate is poised to defeat Murkowski. Kelly Tshibika is that candidate, Brock McCleary, the vice president of Signal, wrote in a memo regarding the poll. The survey also found that voters largely disapprove of her decades-long career in the Senate and her vote to allow millions of illegal immigrants to stay in the country. Republicans especially dislike Murkowski for her vote to convict Trump in the impeachment trial, her vote against Judge Brett Kavanaugh's confirmation to the Supreme Court, and her rank as the second most liberal Senate Republican. Murkowski also voted against the repeal of the Affordable Care Act, ACA, during the early years of Trump's presidency. Tshibika told Breitbart News Saturday host Matthew Boyle that Alaskans feel hurt, betrayed, and forgotten by Murkowski. "She's been voting with him, hurting our way of life. And she's not standing up to the radical Biden administration while they kill our oil and gas jobs. She's voted to allow illegal immigrants to come into our country. Even if they commit crime, they can stay here," Tshibika said. Tshibika said, "She was the deciding vote to keep Obamacare. And that means higher health care costs and fewer health care choices for us in Alaska. We have some of the highest health care costs in the country." Signal polled 500 likely 2022 primary election voters and the survey has a 4.37% margin of error. Sean Moran is a congressional reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at SeanMoran3.